With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No one
gives you fatties like Skippy and Fish.
Show me the money.
Let's get it rolling. BetQL, picking fatties.
What up? Welcome back. Another episode of BetQL Picking Fatties. Thanks for tuning in. Of course, you can tweet us anytime, anywhere, at Picking Fatties. It's Fish, Skip, coming from D.C. and Colorado Springs. DB's in Jersey. What up? He's going to the Yankees game tonight. He's getting ready to go pregame. But it is a happy hour. Friday, I got the old Woodford Reserve and Diet Coke right here, brah. I don't know what you got.
I have a special mix of tequila. I was going to do the whiskey, but I'm doing tequila instead. I love it.
Every Friday, we're going to, well, not every Friday, but most Fridays, we're going to do the happy hour Friday episode. And
during football, we will do Friday night and could even, if we get really excited, do it even a little later. I mean, just go wild with it. I love it. I love it.
So speaking of wild, our night last night wasn't too wild because we went 0-for.
It happens. I mean, it's.
I mean, it's one of those things. I get it. I know it's.
You were up 1-0, and then Phillies hit a few bombs. Phillies hit bombs.
Well, it was Musgrove's. It was Musgrove's worst outing of the year. I mean, he was 8-0 with a 3 ERA, and he gives up 6 runs in 6 innings.
And White Sox did. Nothing. Although they might have even out hit the Orioles last night, but they scored nothing. Orioles put up a 2 or 3 spot, and then I knew it was Fanny. That's fine. There was a couple of moments where White Sox.
Kramer pitched well. He pitched well yesterday.
He did pitch well.
Actually, the Orioles had one more hit than the White Sox, 10-9.
Poor Cueto, though. He just doesn't get. I mean, it's been like this for years with him. Even his crazy year, he just doesn't get. Run support. Some pitchers, it's just like that. Some get tons and some get none. And he, unfortunately, now tonight.
I feel like he's been like that his entire career, even with
his whole career. He pitches well. They just don't hit for the kid. I don't know why. But tonight, we say we're not going to do it. We do it anyway. We have a 6-pack of fat ones. I've got 4 baseball plays. You've got 2. Mm. We're double banging one, and we're double banging it hard, and I mean hard, this one.
Believe me, I'm going to bet on most of the games on the card, but I'm not going to give them out. I mean, because I like a lot of games. I'm not going
to
kid you.
Oh, I like so many games. I mean, how do you not go back to the White Sox day? They got shut out. It's the Orioles. They got Voth on the mound. He's got like a 9 ERA.
Do you know that we've been doing – I think Voth used to pitch for the Nats. He was terrible. And then the Orioles picked him up. Do you know that we've been doing the show for what, 2.5 weeks or so? Because we started on June 7th, right?
2 weeks.
17 days.
Correct.
All right. And I haven't picked the Yankees one time.
Oh, well, we're idiots.
They're 52-18. What am I doing?
What are you doing? And why do you not just say every day? Why do we not say every day? Forget just, and I know you'd lose some of those, but I know they've run lined at some of these bad teams. They just hammer them and run line them. I mean,
they're only minus 130.
I think you add them and we do a 7-pack of fatties for people and you add the Yanks money line. You have to do it.
I'm starting to get a tingle. I'm starting to get a little bit of a tingle in the sack.
It's the series of the year. And no, I mean, it's the 2 best teams in the American League. Yankees are last night's game was, I mean, it's 6-3. The game's over. And then they creep. They creep. It's a strike that probably could have been called. It's not called. I mean, it's, I don't know. Do they just, they can, they just are clutch. Judge gets up and just hammers the ball in the corner. Game over.
What did Snoop Dogg say back in the day? Creep with me as I crawl through the hood.
Right.
That's what the Yankees do.
That's what they do.
They just kind of slither their way back there into games, and then they come up big in the eighth and ninth.
Now, I don't watch. Is that game on TV tonight? Tell me it is, because I don't watch a lot of baseball games.
It's ESPN. It's ESPN Plus.
Damn. I wanted to go to Cleats tonight to watch it, because that's a good game to watch. I should. I might see it there.
You could bring your laptop.
No, I know, but I want to actually watch. But Cleats gets weird on Fridays too. They have these phony poker games. And the next thing, I think they have some kind of awful karaoke. It just gets I mean, who does that stuff on my Friday nights when I want to watch games? They do. They ruin it. There's always someone dumb up there singing. Yeah. I mean, it ain't great. 25 and 18. I'm 15 and 7.
And we might release 7 games tonight, because I'm gonna do it.
I'm gonna do it, and mine are run lines, and people can kill me. I don't care. I can't give the one. I'm not going to give. So here's the thing, people. We need to, because you and I, Jason, just talked about this off the air. So if we give just money lines, then you're gonna get killed, because in baseball, if you take the favorites, just a lot of times the money line favorites, they're 151. By the time people get it after this show, sometimes they've been bet up 20, 30. It might go from 145 to 175. So you get killed if you do that. If you give run lines, then you get people that come in and say, well, you can't bet run lines. No one bets run lines. Okay, no one bets run lines. If you give dogs, you win probably 30 or 40%. And then you get killed for having a 40, you know, you're 22 and 40, but you pick a lot of underdogs. So I'm going to stick with me personally for the whole year in baseball. Lower is littler money, less money line favorites. Up 145, 150 is going to be as big as I go, but probably closer to 135, 140 on money lines. And then run lines. That's just what I have to do. I can't pick the WNBA because I will not bet again. Can't do it.
Well, this is the way I see it. Yeah, we get criticized either way. But if you just look at the faves tonight in baseball, and some of the teams are bad. Arizona is a bad team, and they're minus 160. Now, they're playing the Tigers, but if you want to play the D-backs, they're minus 160, and that's not a good team. The favorites tonight are minus 160, minus 140, minus 160, minus 150, 210, 155, 200, 160. You can play them if you want. If you don't want to play them, don't play them. I don't care. I'm still picking them. I don't care. If I lose them, it goes against my record. If I win, it's a win. If you don't bet it, I don't care.
If you give the Yankees tonight, it'll be 7 plays we're giving. One of them, we have the same play. You're doing the money line. I'm doing the run line on the same game. And I think people should just absolutely hammer it. And then I've got to just hammer it, all of it. But Skip, you can't pay your utility bill. Who cares? They'll wait. You don't have money for gas? Forget about it. Ride a bike. Just do it and bet it all. Bet it all. Who cares? It doesn't matter if it's your kids' birthdays. They will understand if you go heavy on this one. And your wife's not going to care. She's not giving you the kitten anyway. So just bet heavy on this one.
I just say, whatever you have in your account, unload it and just bet it. Dump it into your accounts, bet it with your book, just bet the whole thing. Who cares?
Is savings not overrated? It's overrated.
Yeah, I mean, the market's terrible anyway. It's not like you're making any money anywhere
now
else.
The world's in chaos again, as it always is every other day anyway. So what are your plans?
If you lose, you just work a couple overtime shifts and make it back.
Well, or you just do, and if you have a, and seriously, and I'm being serious when I say this, and this is a very good way that all of you that work with bookies that are not online. And even if you work online, they let you, you know, that you can bet today and pay them Monday or Tuesday out of your account. So just go take the money out of your account, and then your account gets overdrawn. Who cares? Let it bounce. But if they're bookies, literally you just say to them, I'll gladly pay you in a couple of weeks for some shekels.
Or you pull what we pulled against Dickie, and you meet him at the parking lot at the 7-Eleven.
The worst.
And you give him instead of giving them 500, which what you owe them, you give them five ones and like a 20 and or maybe 30 ones and a 20 all wrapped up in a rubber band, and you throw it at them. Throw it at him, and then you leave. You jump in your car and you leave.
Or you just
And then he'll just shake his head, and you look in the rearview mirror, and he'll just be shaking his head, holding up that roll.
Or you just do what I did to the congressman's son and blackmail him and just tell him you're rat mouth.
Hey, do you remember
your dad's seat?
don't say his last name. But do you
I'm
remember
not,
his first
I'm just
name?
Saying, I'll take his seat.
What
I'll
was his first seat. Name?
I'm not going to say it. I won't say anything because there's all kinds of people that'll look it up. Yeah. All I know is he was a congressman's son, and I had to go deep with the blackmailing. Now, what?
All right, NBA draft last night. So Woj, about an hour before, maybe 2 hours before the – no, it was about 5 hours before the draft because we were talking to Q about it. Remember all those reports that Paolo might go one,
right.
And then Woj said, no, that ain't happening. Jabari's going one to Orlando, Chet to Oak City, and Banchero is going to go to Houston, 1-2-3. It's a lock. Then they those flipped odds it. Flipped. Jabari was a minus 600 to go one. Minus 600.
Yeah.
1-6.
Wow. Three goes three. Doesn't even go two. He goes three. I'll tell you what, though. I watched the entire draft last night only because I have to say this about it. The kids, the emotion the kids show, there's nothing better. I mean, they work their ass off, these kids. There were kids balling that got drafted. There's a kid from the G League or the D League, whatever it is. He gets picked up. Two kids from the same team get picked up. I mean, he was ready to quit. He gets drafted in the first round. I think he was 20. I mean, the emotions, I think it's priceless, man. You know who I love is that kid, Ivy. I mean, he's tighter than you know, with his mom, and he's sitting there balling. I mean, these kids work their ass off, and then I enjoyed the draft last night. I didn't bet on
it. Finally pays off for him. No, I didn't bet on it.
I mean, I like to see it because you don't see it in obviously the baseball draft or the hockey draft, even the football draft. You don't see it as much. These kids were breaking down left and right last night, so I enjoy because I. Anybody that's played any kind of sports knows how hard it would be to get even sniffing that level. And think about it. The NFL draft has six rounds. I don't know how many baseball has and how many hockey has. But basketball, I mean, I think there's 50 or 52 picks, and then you're Dunsky. That's it.
I think there was 58 picks last night.
58 picks, and then you're done. There is no
– Well,
so,
I'll tell you what. Some of the moms were kind of hot. Did you see Christian Brown's mom, Christian Brown from Kansas?
I'll be honest. I leave it to you because you have issues and you're a little bit of a sicko.
I'm just telling you.
You like to look at stuff. I wasn't looking at mothers.
Kind of smoking. Richie.
No, I don't. You know, as I've gotten, I get older.
She kind of looks like Elizabeth Shue a little bit. Elizabeth Shue in her prime was bald.
What are your before we get into whatever other shit? But I enjoyed the draft. There were some surprises. Yep. I like the kid Ivy. I like the kid from. I mean, I just like a few of the kids. I like the kid. I think is it early? Who's the kid from LSU? He went like 17th.
Eason.
I liked him.
Tari Eason. Yeah, he's good.
I liked him. I don't agree with everyone. Like I said yesterday, I just don't think the kid, I watched the kid Chet Holmgren. I mean, he stands there. I mean, he looks even skinnier than what I had remembered him. I mean, I get it.
Yeah,
guys,
but I'm telling you, he's going to be good because he's okay. So long. He's just,
I know. And that's what Billis said. Billis said, look, the game has changed. And he literally said it. He said it almost verbatim. He said I know he's thin, but the game has changed. And I think he fits in well. With this new NBA.
Yeah, because think about it. He's not going to have to guard as much in the post like Bill Laimbeer did back in 87, right? So
no, I know.
He's going to have to guard out on the perimeter. That's what he did in college too. He's going to have to do a lot of that because big guys, what do they do now? They step out and they shoot. And that's what
I'm just not a huge – well, we'll see. I mean, I've been wrong on so many things in the NBA and NFL as far as people I thought would be good and wouldn't be good, so – Before we get into the rest of it, what are your plans for the weekend? I have nothing again.
We're going to Teresa and I are going to dinner with B. Mitch and his wife. We went to dinner back in February at another Italian place. They're just cool to hang out with. But it's just kind of surreal. I've been working with B. Mitch for years, but I never went out with him. I mean, we were cool and we would talk at work, but we would never hang out. And now I watched him. You watched him for years growing up here in D.C. I mean, now I'm going to dinner with him. It's kind of strange. It's weird. I love it. It's just cool.
Does he work at the station?
Yeah, he does the show after us.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
With so JP be, Finley. That, so that'll be JP fun. Finley. Yeah.
That'll be fun.
So I'll do I that tonight. No, what are you doing tonight?
I have no plans. I'll watch the Avs game 5, which we'll preview here in a second. I have no plans. Nothing. I have kind of a boring life now.
What about tomorrow?
Nothing. Sunday.
You're not even going to go out to dinner with Christy? Go out to
dinner. I've had the grandkids all week, dude. They're living here for like a week. It's just, you have no idea. Wait, by the time you have grandkids, you'll be so old. You'll be so tired. Mm-hmm. They wear you out. I mean, they're going, they literally were going crazy. They're going monkey last night on the, I mean, they're going crazy last night.
We I got to tell you, man, this drink I made is so good.
Yeah, my tequila, because it's a little earlier here than we anticipated, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And the tequila, because I keep taking big sips, has actually made my head start to go loop-a-doop.
You don't feel that good right now, do you?
No, I feel fine. I'm just saying I usually don't drink this early in the day.
But you're not working the rest of the day, are you?
Oh, no, I've got stuff to do. I've got a problematic situation that I'll handle, but as far as what we're going to do all weekend, yeah, we got the kids tonight. Last night we went out to dinner with them. You take a 3-year-old out to dinner, it's just not great. A 6-year, he was fine. He was tired. But then I'll watch the Avs game. I think they clinch it tonight. I'm going to be really surprised if Tampa somehow, I mean, they're complaining. And you were asking about the call. So the big call the other night was there too many men on the ice? I mean,
that's
the
what it game, was. Yeah.
So the game of hockey is so free flowing.
There's always six guys on the ice.
There's always on the shift change, the line changes. And I thought Koopa Loop is better than that. I really think he's better than that. And I think that was just some emotions, because that's just, first of all, it didn't affect the play at all. And it happens all the time. In fact, at one point during the line change or the shift change, Tampa had 7 guys and Colorado had 7. I mean, so it was just sour grapes, but I don't think Tampa gets it done tonight. I think Colorado.
Well, I was giving him props going and just getting to the finals again, because he's won back to back and he's been there this is his fourth. So think about this. Colorado is -190 tonight. And I was giving him props, but he's been Koopa Poop or Poopa Coop in this series because of the complaining. His team's getting pummeled, and
they're going to get. I could see a hammering tonight, actually. And then, but Tampa's maybe not. Plus,
I mean, it's enticing to look at Tampa +165 and go, all right, well, they can salvage a game in Colorado, but you wouldn't feel great about it. Total 6. I mean,
I think if they win tonight, if Tampa somehow wins tonight, then, you know, all bets are off. You could see him sneak a win in game 6. And then who knows But I just think Colorado gets them tonight. I think they'll be.
If Tampa wins tonight, it gets interesting, though.
It does. But the place is going to go absolutely nuts tonight. I mean,
what about Colorado minus a puck and a half +140?
Yeah, I mean, if I was going to play that tonight, I'm probably because. Of course, if it goes to overtime, you're done. But, you know, it's do or die now. If Colorado happened to be up 2-1 and there's a minute and a half left, you and I mean, they're pulling that goalie earlier than normal. And it's all in on Tampa for the last 90 seconds, which, again, could lead to a breakaway and then she's over. So if I'm playing the game tonight, which I'm not, it's not part of my plays, I'm going to actually play Colorado on the puck line just because. And, of course, if it goes to overtime, you're a loser. But you just see it in these playoff games, that late breakaway.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Skippy, College World Series, Oklahoma, Ole Miss. Oklahoma, I don't think they have lost since game 2 of the Virginia Tech series. You've paid attention more than me, but You called it. Ole Miss and OU. Right now, your money line is pretty even. Ole Miss tonight for game one.
Well, it's tomorrow. Tomorrow. It's tomorrow night, game one. It's even money.
120 and 110.
Yeah, Oklahoma has their entire pitching staff in the order they want, whereas Ole Miss used the man last night. It's one of the best performances I've seen. Not that, like I said, I don't watch them all, but I mean, he complete game, I think 115 pitches. I'm going to stick with Ole Miss. It would be the first time ever Women's College World Series. Of course, Oklahoma was probably one of the best teams ever. And then,
never,
I don't think, has a men and women's won it in the same year. Oklahoma's won two, but it's been a while. Ole Miss has never won one. Game one, I'm not sure if I might have. I'll probably have to dig into that tomorrow night. That could be on tomorrow's show, but I'm still going to stick with Ole Miss for the series. Should be a fun series to watch.
I give you props because you called Ole Miss from the start. You called them about 2 weeks ago.
They have five or six guys that they said yesterday, and I knew that was the case. They had five or six guys they said could have gone to the draft and been in the majors, a few of them already, or at least getting ready to, and they stayed. So good for them.
And you know what? I saw Oklahoma play three times in that Tech series, and I thought that they were overrated after the first two games. But they blasted Tech in that game three, and they have just rolled. They've continued. Their lineup's pretty damn good, man.
Well, it's cash money. So let's jump ahead now to the NFC West win total. Do you have those pulled up?
Yeah, let me grab those right now. So a couple of them are interesting. I don't know if you've looked at them yet, but obviously when you think of the NFC West, you're talking about the Rams because they're the Super Bowl champs. And who knows what's going to happen with the 49ers because we don't really know who their quarterback's going to be. I mean, I have no idea. I don't know if Jimmy G's going to be there. I don't know if Trey Lance is going to be the guy. Arizona, you know, Kyler's not very happy because he doesn't have that contract. And I'm not a big Kyler guy. I don't know how you feel about Kyler.
I'm not a big Kyler. I mean,
I'm not a big Kyler guy because it seems like in the big games, he just doesn't step up.
He looked unbelievable in the first eight or nine last year. I'm like, right. Wow. They finally.
And then he was bad after that.
He was bad. He was bad in the Rams game at the end of the year before the playoff game. He was awful in the playoff game. I'm not bullish on that. Like, I think it's switched from NFC West, which was really, I mean, you had Russell Wilson last year. It was a very good division. I still think it's going to be a good division because the Niners can just run the ball. They have a nasty defense. I'm not a Jimmy G guy. In the big games late, you know, he just didn't look great in the Super Bowl. I didn't think he didn't look great last year in the NFC. If he does anything in the NFC Championship, they win that game. Their defense played unbelievable, except for a few near the end.
All right, I'm just going to roll off the four win totals that I see, and you can tell me if any of them jump out at you. Rams 10.5. All right.
Like, actually love that to go 11-6. Yes. Love that. Number one.
They open up the year with Buffalo at home in that first game. So that'll be interesting.
And Buffalo's favored.
San Francisco is 10 again. Can't do anything now on that because just don't know who the quarterback's going to be. If Jimmy G's the quarterback, I like it. If Trey Lance is the quarterback, I don't. Because, all right, maybe he's going to be the quarterback of the future, but I just don't think he's going to play well enough to get 11 wins.
That's just
my opinion. Arizona's at 8.5. Kind of interesting. You would think that they would be better than that, 9-8 at minimum.
Like that. You feel.
You do?
I like them to get to 9. I think you can get to 9. I don't think they're going to win the division, and I don't think they're going to do squat in the playoffs. But not with that extra game, 9-8's not like they've had a great year.
Yeah, true. So I would probably go over the 8.5 there. And then Seattle's 5.5. And, you know, you're talking about Drew Lock. Unless they make some sort of a trade, they get Baker or they get someone else. But, you know, Jimmy G.
They're done.
But they're at 5.5 sitting at 5.5.
Right, I mean, now. Today with Drew Lock, I'm not going over that they win. It's just an organization that's in a little transition. A lot of players aren't thrilled. They're not going to be good this year. Maybe they get to 6, but maybe they don't. I don't know. I don't like that one. I do love the Rams. I think the Rams can go 11-6, yes.
Rams, real quick, Rams schedule. Bills, first month, Bills, Falcons at home, at Cardinals, at 49ers. That's pretty tough first month.
It is, and maybe they're 2-2, or maybe they're 2-2 out of that. Okay.
Then they get Dallas at home, Panthers at home, at the Niners again, at the Bucs. So that first eight games, you've got Buccaneers, 49ers twice, Dallas, Arizona, and the Buffalo Bills.
So it sounds brutal, but do you see, what do you think? They're going to be 3-5 after that? I guess they could be. I don't think so.
No, I think 5-3, maybe 6-2 there. No, I'd say 5-3. No, I think the over the 10.5 is a good play.
I like it.
All right, so it's a is it a 7-pack Friday?
It's a 7-pack Friday because we've had.
Giving three plays, but I'm going to do it. I just don't care. I just don't.
Well, you have Friday. To add the Yanks now. Yeah, you have to add the Yanks.
It's going to be funny if the Yanks lose because I haven't picked them at all, and they've got 52 wins. They're 52-18. This will be the game that they lose to Verlander. All right,
no.
I like the Yankees. They're -127 right now currently. Severino going. DB's going to be there against Verlander. Verlander got shelled his last time out. He's +117. He usually doesn't get shelled in back-to-back starts, but I got to do it, man. I got to do the Yankees.
I don't think you can ever go wrong taking the Yankees. Sorry. They just win.
Gonna do it. My next two plays, I'm going to do the Twins money line tonight. I know people get bitter. You can't do a money line when it's so big. I just don't care. If you don't like it, don't play it. But Twins have to keep pace with the Guardians. They just do. And you know what? They're playing one of the worst road teams in baseball. Colorado's 11-21 on the road. I just think the Twins bounce back. So I'll play them on the money line tonight. And then the Texas Rangers money line against the Nats. Dane Dunning's pitching for Texas. He ain't great. But, look, the Nats are one of the worst teams, worst three or four teams in baseball, especially on the road. And it's just legit. It's much better than Washington's. And Texas is pretty good at home. Overall, they've been pretty good. They're slightly under .500. I think they're good after about 70 games or so. But I'll take Texas money line, Twins money line, Yankees money line. Three plays.
I've got the Twins run line. I'm piggybacking, and that's plus money. I've got the White Sox run line. They get shut out last night by the Orioles. Voth is on the mound tonight. I like them to bounce back and score some runs. I have the Cardinals run line +115. White Sox are +115. What's the Twins run line? What are they plus? 115 as well, something like that? 120? I think that's what they are.
I'll catch that in a second.
And then I've got – they're all plus money. And then my fourth play is I have the – plus Hendricks goes for the Cubs. He's just not having a good year. I like the Cardinals in that spot. Guardians, you got Pivetta, and you've got Pivetta for the Sox. But is it Kuchel? I think it's Kuchel for the Guardians.
No, Cal Quantrill's
Quantrill. Quantrill, sorry. Quantrill.
He's all right. He's like in the 3.5 ERA range somewhere. Like
he's fine. You're getting plus money on a team that got shut out yesterday. Yes, Boston's on fire, but so is Cleveland. I'm going to take the Guardians on the money line. So my four plays are all plus money. Twins run line, White Sox
run line. Twins run line is +130, by the way.
Okay, so +130 with the Twins run line, +115 White Sox and Cardinals, both are +115 on the run line. Guardians money line, +110, depending on where you get it.
Man, this is a big night. Seven plays. It could be a disaster Saturday morning.
Well, you wake up tomorrow and we're 1-6. Our record goes from 25-18 to where we're almost even money. We'll go from the greatest to the worst overnight. It happens. It happens, yep. People.
But what if we wake up and we went 6-2? Then it's just a beautiful weekend.
If we go 5-2 or 6-1, I mean, I'll wake up with, and I haven't woken up with a rock hard one in a while, and I will tomorrow morning. I'm just saying. I'm just being honest.
All right. Got to get out of here. Seven plays for you tonight. Good luck. Have a great weekend. Skippy, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Have a great time at the Yankee game tonight, brah.
Hey, don't get too hammered, DB. We're going early in the morning, baby. Early.
Yeah, early. And then might be a double banger. We're not sure yet. Hey, remember, keep downloading it. Spread the word. Subscribers is what we need. Tweet us at Picking Fatties. We're out. Have a great weekend.
What's up? It's Skippy. You've been listening to BetQL Picking Fatties. Fatties. If you like what you hear from Bish and myself, make sure you subscribe. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast. Leave a rating, and you want to keep coming back every day because we have new episodes being released 7 days a week, and we're giving out fatties.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.